Look, if you had the morning team show on your radio, then you're listening to WSTW. It's 826. It's Dave. It's Pat. It's Art. It's Charlie. It's you. And you do have the morning team show on your radio. And thanks for doing that. It's Tuesday morning edition in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie. And in your home studio, Art Lewis, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No, this is not a continuation of any kind of Super Bowl talk, even though we have Eminem here.
Yeah.
Well, if I can pull this off in the next couple of minutes. So you have Eminem here, of course, his famous Lose Yourself song.
Yes.
Eminem, who's, of course, front-running, but also this group is front-running. How's that for a segue?
All right.
Word is out from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that the fan vote for induction is close.
Oh.
Fans can vote once per day until April 29th. The fan vote is tallied with the other votes to decide who will be inducted. And right now, Eminem and Duran Duran are separated by only 200 votes.
Whoa.
So in case you have a fan of either of the groups.
What if you're a fan of both?
Yeah, duck both of them.
Well, it says you can vote once per day, so one day you vote for Duran Duran, the next day. Or also in the running, we're told, other groups that are, or artists that are up there for the fan vote include...
Pat
Benatar. How is she not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Good point.
Now that is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
If you don't like that female, she, of course, here is up for her induction, too. Working
9 to 5. Wait.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wait, Dolly is not in the Hall of Fame.
She is not, and she's up for the fan
country
vote.
Music Hall of Fame,
yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, country, yeah.
Has to be.
I mean, there are country music stars in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And rock stars in the country.
Yeah.
And bringing up the rear, as far as the fan vote is concerned, is this group. I guess you'd call them a group. I think they were famous as a twosome. Sweet
dreams are made of the Eurythmics.
Dave Stewart.
Dave Stewart,
Very good.
So there you go, folks. You got Eminem, Duran Duran, Pat Benatar, Dolly Parton, and the Eurythmics looking for your votes. You can vote once per day, I guess. Until April 29th, if you... vote, let's see, how many days is that? And see who's going to get the most votes.
It's a bunch.
Vote for one each day. And just rotate it.
Speaking of rock and roll and all that stuff, this one headline, I just have to read it.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl halftime show was a rude awakening for old people.
Yeah.
But it's all relative, because let me tell you, teenagers were watching that and thinking that I was old, probably, and my generation was old, because that was our music. So they're probably saying, oh, man, this is old. These are old people up here. Snoop's 50-something years old. Dr. Dre's almost 60. So they were probably watching those guys saying, they're old.
So who is the artist today, 30 years from now, appearing in the Super Bowl?
probably not born yet.
Is going to be old for that generation.
I went to a wedding about 15 years ago, and the kind of music that we heard Sunday was much as what was being played at the reception. I thought, whoa, am I out of touch?